I believe it's Captain Tom Mason, first mate. It's Captain Tom Mason.
Captain Tom Mason.
And along with him, Clint Hoover, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Fantastic. It's great to be here.
Yes, good to have you.
Here's a song called Far, Far Away. One, two, three, four. You're far, far away. I may be hardened, but you're with me, darling, every day. I'll get rich, and I'll get a pardon, and I'll send for you, darling, from far, far away. In 93, I was 22, and you were but 21. We sail away on a privateer to provide for me only, son. Stay without pay in a port in Spain for the worst part of a year. For want of food and my family, I became a mutineer. Now you're far, far away. I may be hardened, but you're with me, darling, every day. I'll get rich and I'll get a pardon, and I'll send for you, darling, for far, far away. Hey! Hey! We sailed down the coast of Africa, taking ships in Principe. To Madagascar, where some men chose to stay. But I know why I had my eye on a girl in Charing Cross. I swore someday I'd find my way to her at any cost. Now you're far, far away. I may be hardened, but you're with me, darling, every day. I'll get and I'll get a pardon, and I'll send for you, darling, from far, far away. Hey! Prize, a treasure-laden mogul ship called the Ganges Hawaii. Now I'm hiding out in paradise in the Caribbean Sea. Right now I'd pay any price to have you here with me. Well, you're far, far away. I may be hardened, but you're with me, darling, every day. I'll get rich and I'll get a pardon, and I'll send for you, darling, from far, far away.
What a great song and a great opening. We've got Captain Tom, and does Clint have a rank?
I'm a new recruit.
A new recruit.
He's a Pittsburgh pirate.
I'm the purple pirate of Pittsburgh.
I want to talk to both of you, in and out of character maybe, because particularly Tom's had a most interesting voyage. But let's stay in pirate gear for a little bit. You set sail here. Where is your next stop on your voyage?
Well, I'm going to the port
of Streetsboro, Ohio tonight. And we're actually coming back with the entire crew of the Blue Buccaneers to play in Erie, Pennsylvania in on the 10th and 11th of September. We're playing at the Tall Ships Festival there.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Oh, I can't wait.
How many Buccaneers are there?
There are three additional Buccaneers, although there are pirates scattered all over the world that I press into service. For instance, Clint Hoover, I knew of his dastardly ways long ago. So when I was coming to Harmony, I decided to send a message in a bottle up his way.
And Clint, it was CCAC. You took your early pirating classes, and then apprenticed afterwards.
Yes,
How did you discover the pirate life?
It just was the sea called to me. That was the big thing. And here I am in Pittsburgh.
It's good that you're here. And Tom is here, too. What would you like to do next?
I think we'll do a song from we have a CD called The Blue Buccaneer.
The Blue Buccaneer.
And this is a song called In the Service of the King. It's about the press gangs that used to force innocent sailors like Clint and myself to become members of the Royal Navy, after which, being paid badly and fed badly, we would mutiny and become pirates.
Ah.
So it's called In the Service of the King. In a tavern in London town, a stranger offered to buy a round. I happily drank the whiskey down, he ordered another for me. And when the barkeeper locked the door, I was passed out on the floor. They sent me off forevermore to slave away at sea. I cannot read and I cannot write. This I signed a pledge that night to join the Navy and to fight in the service of the King. Hide your husbands, hide your sons. Protect them with knives, bottles, and guns. Save them from oblivion and the service of the King. Hey! Service I was pressed, a prisoner like all the rest, a witness to a wretchedness too torturous to tell. I scrubbed the decks of the Royal Fleet under the commander's feet, and though I knew one day we'd meet, and I'd blow them straight to hell. Hide your husbands, hide your sons, protect them with knives, bottles, and guns. Save them from oblivion and the service of the King. Hey! The feel of the whip cracks. So when a pirate ship attacked, I went on the account and never back to the service of the King. Hide your husbands, hide your sons. Protect them with knives, bottles, and guns. Save them from oblivion and the service of the King. Hide your husbands, hide your sons. Protect them with knives, bottles, and guns. Save them from oblivion and the service of the King.
Now I'm going to just. Oh, by the way, Pirate Gretchen, is that her name? Pirate Gretchen is out handing out tattoos to kindergartners and parents. And speaking of signing up, trying to get them to sign up and become not Navy people, but pirates. You're never too young to start thinking about your career.
And never too young to get a tattoo, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, I'm going to have to leave Tom's. You are an incredible person. Reading about Tom, you grew up in Minnesota, right?
That's where I grew up, yes.
And I understand you started music pretty young, right?
Yeah, I was a... my first performance was in the balcony of a church. I couldn't talk yet, but I could click my tongue. And much to the chagrin of my older brothers and sisters, I...
You realize people listening in cars, we have a couple of people pulling over right now. They're concerned that something under their hood just went. That was not particularly amplified. That was a really nice. I can't make a noise that. No, that was good.
Oh, I used to be able to do songs that way. I would do it now, but we'll leave you to it.
Clint's got one too.
It comes from being a pirate.
It does. I could see you do a little. I'm not suggesting that you do dueling banjos that way, but I could see you doing that. But you were playing banjo early, right? Guitar early?
Played banjo, played guitar, and slide guitar. My brothers taught me how to play slide guitar, and it was off and running. And I played through my teens and played in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis and St. Paul for a while and traveled the country and then moved to Chicago for a few years. And then 23 years ago, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee to become a country western star. No, actually to become a pirate.
How did you find... Are you still in Nashville?
I still live in Nashville, yes.
You must have liked Nashville since you're still there.
It's a fun place. It's great. It's surrounded by wonderful musicians and... We're one of the better pirate bands. I don't mean to brag, but we're actually the only pirate band in Nashville, Tennessee. But
hard to believe.
Hard to believe. Yes,
there's a lot of pirate recordings happening there. But
yes,
not.
Exactly. Yes.
So last night, and forgive me because it's way past my bedtime. Were you a pirate band last night?
Well, no, but we did. We delved into the pirate catalog
because I was curious.
The
about
canon,
that.
As it was,
because you both are tremendous musicians. You have an amazing voice. Listening to you this morning, singing. Not to get too technical here, but as you're listening, Tom is singing into probably the most transparent, flaw-magnifying microphones we could possibly put in front of him, and he sounds perfect.
It doesn't do much for my complexion, but luckily it hides those flaws.
No, it's hard to sing, I think, that loud.
I'm glad you didn't tell me that earlier.
And that clearly. No, you sound great. Have you sung most of your life? I mean, were you
singing? Yes, yeah. I always wanted to play the guitar and found that if I... And my brothers were both poets, and so I got into songwriting early, you know, and I being the youngest of five kids, I was like the entertainment. I was also the pet. They didn't need a dog. They had two girls, two boys, and Tommy. And
I was like that too, actually. I haven't thought about that until just now, but as the youngest of three, I was often called upon to, quote, entertain. I think me being the entertainer, I think they were being entertained in other ways,
yes,
just by
exactly
making Larry do stuff.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But they had me do that. They used to have me do a lot of Tom Jones songs.
Oh, fantastic. That's not unusual.
Yes, it's not unusual. I got good at it after a while.
That's great.
If you're just joining us, we have Clint Hoover and Tom Mason with us. Clint is playing harmonica, many of them, in fact, not just one. He's playing... Probably, what do you got, maybe a dozen and a half?
Big chromatic one, which has the button on it, and you get all the notes. And then I got vast arrays of the smaller ones, which are set in particular keys. So I have at least 12 and then backups.
And how did you come by the harmonica?
Oh, I just loved the sound of it at some point. You know, I think I was listening to some, this is ancient history, like an Allman Brothers record, and they had a harmonica on it, and that was the first thing my experience of like the blues harp, you know, and that just kind of captured me.
I wonder if you can make a harmonica from a kit. Does anybody sell a harmonica kit?
People make harmonicas. Yeah. There's a lot of custom builders.
Like luthier or...
There didn't used to be, but like in the last 20 years is these guys that build these really fancy custom things. But as far as a kit, I don't think they've ever come up with one. And
that would be hard.
It would be. But it would be an interesting thing to try to do.
I don't know what just made me think of that, but I think because of all the different harmonicas that you have, harmonicas are a lot more complicated than most people think. I mean, different keys, inhale, exhale on that chromatic button is kind of neat.
Then you got to bend on the small ones. You bend to find the missing pitches on it. So
yeah, it's kind of neat. Well, let's there's more I want to know, and we're going to tell you about albums that Tom has available too in a little bit. And he's on the road to Streetsboro, Ohio. We have an affiliate in Muskingum County, Ohio, here now. I don't know Ohio's map well enough to know how far away that is from Streetsboro. Maybe I'll look and see.
Yeah, I have no idea myself.
But it's in Ohio, so it must be close, just like Philadelphia Pittsburgh are so close to each other. What would you like to do next?
I think we should do a song about sensitive pirates.
Sensitive pirates?
Yes, let's do a song about missing the one you love while you're out at sea.
They go,
It's a song called My Little Pearl. I've been at sea 100 days. I stare out there, and in the haze I see my little pearl. Across the waves, the flying fish dart away with my one wish to see my little pearl. Is she standing in the garden, sunlight in her golden hair? Are the butterflies landing on the cotton dress she wears? Is there longing in the words she's writing in her diary? Is that longing for me? The fiddler plays a bawdy song. I smile, but secretly I long to see my little pearl. Thank you. tortured by the briny foam, wishing I was sailing home to see my little pearl. Awake from sunset to sunrise, the only purpose of these eyes is to see my little pearl. Will the moonlight bathing her tonight shine on me at sea when she gazes at the stars above? Will she think of me when she slips into the dream time in her feather bed? Will I be there in her head? I fall asleep, and in my dreams I hatch 100 little schemes to see my little pearl, just to see my little pearl.
A beautiful song, and makes you wish your little pearl was right by your side. That's a great song. Tom Mason, Clint Hoover singing along on the harmonica. And I was just looking up Clint on our Neighborhood Voices website to see when he was here with Little Rev. And that was back in 2014.
That's right.
Also, while doing my research, I've learned that Streetsboro, Ohio, may be closer to Pittsburgh than it is to our new Concord, Ohio affiliate. It's they're about an hour and 20 minutes apart, but you could still make it. It would not be a difficult trip to make it there.
Indeed.
And are you out on the road most of your time these
days? Most of the time, as much as I can be. I like, like last year, we went to Australia and to England and then all over the United States. We just played in Bay City, Michigan for the Tall Ships Festival there, and Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Next weekend, I believe it's... No, it's actually two weekends. I'm finishing a new CD next week and then going up to a place called Madeline Island, which is in the Apostle Islands in Lake Superior, and actually going up to the north shore of Lake Superior, too, to a place called the Gunflint Tavern, way, a long way away. And then later on in the year, we'll be in doing some festivals around Nashville, and then one on the Gulf of Mexico in a place called Panama City Beach. So... we travel around, but...
Boy, that's quite an itinerary. And you can bring a little bit of Tom, just your own household. There's a lot of CDs available. Some work with the Blue Buccaneers, but mm-hmm. also some solo work from you, too. And his website is tommason.net. Don't let the M in Tom and the M in Mason confuse you. It's Tom Mason. you know, it's... Include that extra M. Or it's not an extra M. It's
two M's.
Include
two
each
M's
M.
in a row, yes.
Each M matters. Mm-hmm. Or just Google Tom Mason. Yeah.
We also have a Facebook page, Tom Mason and the Blue Buccaneers. We would love it if everyone would go there and hate us.
No, you like people.
Oh, you like
you
people.
Like them. You like
we're pirates.
Them.
I get confused.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It is hard to keep this, keep it all straight. You just have to anchor yourself and everything's fine.
Anchor ourselves, yes.
And, you know, we'll correct you. You had the word sale on your website that the CDs were discounted, and you had sale in big letters. There is another way to spell sale.
Is there?
Yeah. S-A-I-L. It's okay. Fantastic. They know what it means. They know what it means in context. Do you boat at all?
Well, yes. Is it whenever someone will take us out on a boat? You know, I'm still trying. I've been doing tours with the Blue Buccaneers every year. We go for 2 weeks,
down to the Virgin Islands and the Caribbean and for inspiration, although we are sometimes forced to stay in substandard lodgings. And I keep hoping that somebody will just let us live on their boat for that 2 weeks. But it hasn't. Last year, we did stay in a couple of sailboats, but they were parked at a dock the whole time. Mm. So,
yeah, it would probably be hard to play on water. Although I guess a lot of people did, right?
Know.
A lot of these songs come. You know, Woody Guthrie was a merchant marine.
Yeah.
And sang and played.
And ships all, you know, pirate ships all had musicians on board to entertain them and to rouse them especially for pirates, rouse them into action. And, you know, there was no television, no recorded music. A lot of the pirates couldn't even read, but they had musicians to entertain them.
And I imagine, at least from what I've heard, a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? Extemporaneous lyrics and changing songs to fit the times you happen to be in.
Indeed.
And I think that's still, you know, I think naval folks and Marines will find themselves singing. Singing's a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing. There are a lot of work songs. We're actually making a CD called Pirate Party, which will, you know, up until now, all of my CDs have been all original, but this next one is going to do updated versions of old sea shanties like Holloway Joe and Blow the Man Down and Drunken Sailor. And, yeah.
No, I won't sing it. I won't sing it all.
You won't.
But the Martin Mull, you know, did a sea shanty. Do you know that song?
No, I don't. I'm not Martin Mull.
I can't sing it all because it's not all radio friendly. But,
exactly.
But part of it included men, men, men on a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift the seat. There's no one here but men. I think that was Martin Mull.
I'm going to look that up. Yeah,
I'll find it for you. But it's actually PG-13,
right.
Maybe. But it's Martin Mull's a very good musician and a very funny guy. I'm glad you like him. And a lot of people don't know how good a musician he really is. But we'd love to have you guys play some more. Gretchen is out there dispensing all of those tattoos.
Fantastic.
And doing everything. And Clint Hoover playing along. Clint, where do you live?
I live in Pittsburgh now.
Yeah, whereabouts?
In Avalon.
And whoa,
yeah.
I don't know if you remember, we live there.
Oh, I
but
didn't.
We do.
Oh, okay.
So that's rare to because Avalon, you know, is about a square mile.
Yeah.
So Avalonians, is that what we are?
Avalonians,
don't see each other.
No, there's always mists around Avalon.
Yes, that's true. Are you playing with any other groups these days?
I have a couple of things going on, but I go home a lot to play back to my hometown of Minneapolis. So I'm still working on trying to get things happening out here in Pittsburgh for me with the music thing. But I came out with a record in 2014, a jazz record, and
I remember you were working on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that. You two didn't know each other back in Minneapolis.
We did,
Oh, wow. See, we go way back. Tom auditioned and got into my first band back in 1978.
And what was that band?
That was called Cedar Lake Junction. And it was a rock band.
Wow.
And I was my first experience in a recording studio. And we walked in and there was this picture of this man without a shirt. And the engineer said, kept raving about him. And he said, his lyrics were on a music stand. And he said, this guy is named Prince and he's going to be really big.
Huh. Yeah. That's all he could talk about.
I think he forgot
to
record us.
We didn't know who he was, of course.
He forgot to press the record button. He was still thinking about Prince.
Looks like you're ready to play another one. What would you like to do?
Well, since I'm coming up to play the Tall Ships Festival in a few, not too long, 3-4 weeks, I'll do a song about tall ships. You know, we always see pirates like looking like Johnny Depp or whatever, but there were women pirates. A couple of famous ones were Anne Bonny and Mary Read, and there were African pirates because the golden age of pirates coincided with the slave trade, and sometimes pirates would
attack these slave ships, and sometimes the slaves from Africa would be freed and become pirates. So there are three verses to this song called Tall Ships, and one of them addresses each of those. Are you ready there?
I'm ready.
And if you're singing at home, the words are, way, hey, take me away, tall ships take me away. I sailed for the king. What good did it bring? The king made a pauper of me. So I'll honor my past, go before the mast, and live as a rover at sea. These great sails have kept me from jail, from the gallows I never will sway. Way, hey, take me away, tall ships take me away. Take me away, tall ships take me away. There's no life for a sailor's wife, so dress me up like Mary Read. Put me on board, hand me a sword, make me a ward of the sea. And I will throw my fate to the wind, and to the captain I'll say, way, hey, take me away, tall ships take me away. Way, hey, take me away, tall ships take me away. Ivory Coast, they put us in boats and shipped out to sell us as slaves. Now our captors lay dead in watery beds, left to their salty graves. My liberty has been granted at sea. I'll be free till my dying day. Way, hey, take me away, tall ships take me away. Way, hey, take me away, tall ships take me away.
Tom Mason and Clint Hoover, you guys sound so good together, and these songs are all it's very hard to hold still and to not tap your foot and not want to start singing along.
It's really true.
The aforementioned Dennis McCurdy wrote to thank you for a great show. He asked me to say, you can close for me any night. And he said you would know what that meant. So
yes.
I'm passing that along. And Dennis at Harmony of the House is the reason Tom is here. I don't know if you would be here on the radio or here in the Pittsburgh area if it weren't for Dennis, who
I'm
we
ever
thank
so
very
grateful,
much.
Yes.
How did you guys meet? You must have.
I was actually playing a concert and he opened up.
Okay.
And I was with a guy named Phil Lee, who's a crazy, crazy man. Yeah. We were playing, running around as a duo for a while. So
he has a sister, Ara, right, Phil? Ara Lee.
Ara Lee.
And when you have to take a pill,
yes,
take it orally. Yeah, there's all sorts of things merrily, Sarah Lee, yeah. their song.
He's a walking adverb.
It's all these five-year-olds around that are getting me to meet today here on Kindergarten Here I Come, in a good way, getting to me.
Fantastic.
And they're all out there getting tattoos. TomMason.net is how you can learn more about Tom's music. Clint, can we find you online anywhere?
I have a website, ClintHoover.com.
ClintHoover.com.
That's
it's
right.
It's getting so easy, so straightforward, yeah. people. Unless your name is like Jack Smith, and then there's probably 100 variations out there. We've definitely have time for a few more. I don't know of too many people of your caliber making music like this. It's really kind of special to have you here. And I can just imagine, are you going into schools and providing things?
Yeah, it's funny because I perform like in Nashville. I play with a fiddler, and we, the two of us, go off and do libraries. And actually, I'm working on another CD for kids, and the two of us will go do libraries, and then that night we'll go play at a rowdy pub for adults, and try as hard as we can to get them to act like children, like they should. And usually, we're successful.
A lot of times, people are asking us about our audience here, and it's, you know, this is a place where kids can act adult-like and where adults can act childlike, and we'll meet in the middle somewhere.
Yes.
What would you like to do next?
Well, I know it's hard to do a sing-along song on the radio, but we'll do it anyway. And here's a song. You know, I said that I'm recording a CD for kids, and so I'm transferring some of my old pirate drinking songs into kids' tunes.
Kids drink too.
Yes,
they do. They just drink different things.
So I'm going to try to remember the new lyrics that I've written in this song. You know, they call the ocean the drink.
Yes.
You know, and so I wrote a song called "In the Drink." And if you're singing at home, it goes like this: Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. Rum-diddy-rum-diddy-rum-diddy-rum-diddy-rum-diddy-rum-diddy-rum. Throw me in the drink. Beautiful.
That's easy to do.
I just heard somebody singing in economy that was pitch perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing the way that that works.
Yes. I just knocked the mic, Chad, but...
It looks like we're okay.
Is it okay? Oh, here we go.
Chad comes in.
Chad, I know they can't see us on the radio, but Chad is another pirate, I can tell.
Yeah. Yes.
A sound pirate.
A sound
pirate.
Very sound.
Yes, his ships are in the sound.
So I may lapse back into the adult version, but we'll see.
Rum diddy, rum.
Are you ready, Clint?
I'm right.
1, 2, 3. I've sailed the seven seas, now I'll do just as I please. Throw me in the drink. I'll swim across this grog, float upon it like a log. Throw me in the drink. My every piece of eight has left me in this state. I sway on land as if I were at sea. If I cover up one eye, what I see won't multiply. This life has made a rummy out of me, everybody. Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. I'll swim from shore to shore till every muscle's sore. Throw me in the drink. Then an octopus named Jack will rub my aching back. Throw me in the drink.
You can feed me to a whale if his belly's full of ale. Throw me in the drink. Well, I'll grow a set of gills, peruse the ocean's hills. Throw me in the drink. Everybody! Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. When they divvy up the shares, there's no sense in splitting hairs. Just turn my bottom half to fish. Then I'll find a maiden fair with seaweed in her hair. To marry a mermaid is my wish. Everybody! Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. One more time! Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink. Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. Throw me in the drink.
That brought the house down, or the house up, which, oddly enough, is the same thing. Rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum diddy rum. It is a good. That's good. Those are good scatting lyrics. You know, that's.
Thank you so much.
They fit together well. They're easy to sing. This has flown by. We've time for one more. If you would like to do one more, we'd love to have you do one more. Let me say thank you to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us, Larry.
Yeah, it's really fun to have you. And a lovely instrumentation to that song. There was, you know, a number of very subtle things that didn't show up on the radio. Choreography.
Choreography, yes. Usually
nice.
I play some bad trombone, but, you know.
We have a trombone in the other room.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I threatened to pick it up. So here's another sing-along. It goes like this. We'll all go down. We'll all go down. We'll all go down with the ship. Arr. So this was actually the first pirate song I ever wrote, and it was called The Pirate Song. I never thought I would write more, but there you go. Oh, I'm glad I checked that.
It's a good thing.
Come splice the main, brace me hearties, you fools. You'll soon be the dinner for bloodthirsty schools. I won't be hornswaggled, so don't even try. The life that you've chosen, you'll never be dry. You're a scallywag blackguard, come share me some grog. You'll wear a hempen halter when you swing from the log. So heave to and say a few prayers as you drink. It's to Davy Jones' locker, you surely will sink. And we'll all go down. We'll all go down. We'll all go down with the ship. Arr! A clap of thunder, me matey. Drink it on down. There's danger ahead. You'll be needing this round. Guzzle that grog, you lasses and lads. Say goodbye to the landlocked lives that you had. 45 fathoms or further you'll go. You'll be salmagundi for the fish down below. But don't hang your jib, let the drinking begin. Heave to and sail three sheets to the wind, and we'll all go down. We'll all go down. We'll all go down with the ship. Arr. Larry, I'm gonna need your help. We were sailing up the Ohio River to that place where it meets the Monongahela River. Is that what it'd be?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. What be the names of those other rivers here?
The Allegheny.
The Allegheny.
And the Monongahela.
And the Monongahela.
And the Ohio.
The Ohio. We'd heard of a place, a wonderful place. It was the Children's Museum.
Children's Museum.
And I said, are there children on display at this museum?
They're hanging right over there.
Oh, no. I said, I want to go to this very special place. It's filled with treasures. But as we got... we got a little bit upstream, a mist fell over the ship and we were lost. But then we heard a sound leading us to Pittsburgh and to that mystical museum, the Children's Museum and the Saturday Light Brigade. We heard the sound, a sound of a concertina, and it sounded like this. Pirate's favorite instrument, the acoustic guitar. And it sounded like this. A clap of thunder, me matey. Drink it on down. There's danger ahead. You'll be needing this round. Guzzle that grog, you lasses and lads. Say goodbye to the landlocked lives that you had. 45 fathoms or further you'll go. You'll be salmagundi for the fish down below. But don't hang your jib, let the drinking begin. Heave to and sail three sheets to the wind. And we'll all go down. We'll all go down. We'll all go down with the ship. Arr! Once more with scurvy. We'll all go down. We'll all go down. We'll all go down with the ship.
Thanks to Tom Mason and Clint Hoover. We'll look for you next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.